The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Joel 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions, including Jubilee and Sun City Radios, Keta, Saboba FM, Saboba and A1 Radio, Bolgatanga. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, over 200 students of Ejiso Senior High Technical School displaced following a rainstorm that ripped off a dormitory block, the roof of a dormitory block in the school.
The sheets fell on the high tension wires. The evening, we helped the boys to sleep in one of their classrooms.
Meanwhile, Joy News' yet-to-air expose titled Empty Plates, the Free Senior High School Promise, unveils a grim reality where many students barely receive a modest and nutritionally adequate meal.
Sometimes kinky. They can get to give us two, or should we blow fish?
We'll bring you details of that. Also, Upper West Regional Health officials forced to keep dead bodies in wards with patients over the absence of a morgue.
When death occurs, the body is required to be separated from the living immediately. But in the case of our municipality, corpses stay over 24 hours in undesignated areas.
In business, the power sector insolvency to worsen as the Chamber of Independent Power Generators warns of inadequate supply of electricity. Now, we also bring you another Guinness World Record fiasco. Chef Ayla Abdul Razak fails to set a record for longest cooking marathon. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Details now. More than 200 students from Ejiso Senior High Technical School have been displaced after a rainstorm tore off the roofing of a dormitory block, causing it to land on high-tension cables and the school's main gate. Additionally, the Krapa MA Junior High School and the Ejiso Experimental Schools also suffered roof damage. Authorities have relocated the affected students to a temporary shelter in a nearby warehouse. My colleague Ohim Interior visited the school and has this report.
Students are not only stranded, but the academic work is disrupted. Municipal Chief Executive for Ejiso, Samuel Odro Frimpong, who led officials to visit the school, says efforts are being made to resolve the issue of accommodation.
Because the boys slept in the classroom yesterday, that was a temporary measure. We needed to get a place for them this morning. Lucky enough for us, PBC, they have some buildings around. And he has given us one of the rooms to transfer all the 150 boys to the place so they can have a place to put their head.
Saturday's heavy rainfall did not only affect Ejiso Senior High Technical School, but also affected Ejiso Experimental School and that of Krapa MA Basic School. Municipal Chief Executive Samuel Odro Frimpong tells Joy News, the Municipal Assembly is collaborating with a member of parliament for the area to find lasting solution to the issue.
This is the oldest building so far as this school is concerned. It's been here for almost 80 years. So no wonder it was affected by the rains yesterday.
And that was Ohimin Terrier's report. Now, still in education, it has come to light that many students in some schools are scarcely receiving nourishing meals, highlighting just one aspect of the numerous challenges impacting the implementation of the Free Senior High School system in the country. In our upcoming expose, Empty Plate, the Free Senior High School Promise, we investigate schools where specific students are contending with the difficulty of obtaining even a modest meal. Here are excerpts ahead of the full airing.
Sometimes they'll give you curry, they don't give you beans. They'll give you beans, they don't give you the curry. So a school that is not having the 900 students is supposed to have 3 bags a day to feed 900 students.
Every night, these children go to bed, burdened with thoughts about what they will eat when they wake up to a new day.
It's all about the quantity, the geological quantity, and then the amount of salt they sell per table. They are sitting very soon, very soon. Some people don't even get these items.
It is no fault of theirs that the government that promised their parents free education is unable to provide enough food to feed their youthful appetites.
And sometimes kinky. The kinky they give us stew or shito with blowfish.
Empty plate. The free SHS promise. Coming soon on Joy News.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education has released a statement reacting to the trailer sailing, saying that it is open to addressing cases of food shortage on campus. My colleague Maxwell Akbaba joins me with details of that statement. What does it say, Maxwell?
Well, Mami, it says the Ministry of Education, in response to a recent documentary by Joy News highlighting concerns about poor feeding and irregular food supply in senior high schools, embarked on a comprehensive nationwide visitation and monitoring exercise in collaboration with the media. Now, the objective was to gain a fair understanding of the issues raised and address them appropriately if found to be valid. It says, contrary to the narrative portrayed in the documentary mentioned above, our visitation revealed the following key findings. One, that schools visited and reports from other schools indicated the maintenance of an adequate stock of food in their storage facilities. Two, there is prompt and up-to-date payment of funds allocated for the purchase of perishable food items to all schools. Three, feedback from heads of schools and students indicates overall satisfaction with the quality and quantity of food being served. Mangisi.
Thank you, Maxwell Akmagwa. Now to the Upper West region, where health officials in the Sisala East municipality are revealing that the lack of a mortuary is forcing them to store corpses in undesignated areas, sometimes along patients in the wards. The unsettling revelation was made during the 2023 Health Performance Conference held in Tumu. Joy News Upper West regional correspondent Rafiq Salam has more.
Sisala East Municipal Director of Health Services, Clifford Ben, they were confronted with some key challenges who they believed a fix will enhance the quality of service in the municipality.
The municipal hospital runs on an outmoded, out-of-date X-ray machine that produces poor quality imaging. Hence, most clients requiring X-ray services are referred to, unfortunately, much younger districts for such services.
Next was the lack of a mortuary at the hospital, resulting in corpses being allowed to stay with patients and staff.
When death occurs at the municipal hospital, the body is required to be separated from the living immediately. But in the case of our municipality, the situation is different. Corpses stay over 24 hours in undesignated areas, pending the time relatives will come for them. Hence, the need for mortuary services with its benefits in the municipality.
Now, there's an easy calm in Tuntukrum in the Amansia South District of the Ashanti region following the death of three in a clash between the youth of the area and security men protecting a mining concession. Nana Bwachi Yandom has more in the following report.
Three persons have been confirmed dead following a clash between residents of Mansu Tuntukrum in the Amansia South District and some heavily built men allegedly protecting a mining concession. A resident was allegedly shot dead during a confrontation with a private security operative Saturday afternoon. This infuriated the youth, who launched a reprisal and lynched two of the alleged attackers. Emmanuel Apia is an eyewitness. Asanko mine brought in military men to chase out a man when he went to their site. They unfortunately gave warning shots, which put to two people who are no more. The truth of the matter is that Asanko mine unleashed some macho men, killed two people in this community.
And Anna Bwachi Yadam with that report. Now, the Ghana Grid Company says it is working to restore power supply to parts of the capital as it blames a fault on its equipment at the Malam substation for Sunday evening's power outage that affected thousands of residents of La Paz, Malam, McCarthy Hills, Wager, and its environs. Some of the affected areas had their power restored around 10:30 p.m. Samuel Mbura has details of that statement. Samuel, what does it say?
Mami, it's a Gridco is attributing the power supply interruption yesterday to Western Accra, Winneba, and Takra to equipment failure at the Malam substation at 8:38 p.m., but says engineers swiftly isolated the fault, initiating immediate restoration, and most affected customers had power restored by 10:30 p.m., and efforts will continue to restore power in the remaining areas. Gridco has therefore expressed a sincere apology for the inconvenience caused by the interruption. This statement signed by Jifa Bampo, Manager, Corporate Communication Sessions, Ghana Grid Company Limited.
Thank you, Mbura. And before we go, Ghanaian chef Faila Tu Abdulrazak's attempt to break the world record for the longest cooking marathon by an individual has been unsuccessful. She had intended to beat the official 119-hour record set by Alan Fisher. But in a press release posted on her Instagram page on Sunday, March 3, Chef Faila announced that her attempt did not meet some of the stringent guidelines set by the Guinness World Records Company. And I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. That's how we end the bulletin at 6. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.